Tablet 3. God desires to see that his kingship is known and accepted, established, as it is shown in the greatest sign. The symbol of the kingdom of heaven on earth is one part of the plan of the Lord. The sign was given to the Hebrews. There is a footnote on the word Hebrew. Hebrew means those who have passed beyond or those who have overcome, elected ones. Who are the elected ones chosen to establish this kingdom? The structure of the kingdom or its hierarchy was revealed through Moses to the children of Israel. So it is God's desire that the kingdom of heaven on earth be established and man progress toward his goal with as little suffering as possible. The kingdom of heaven on earth in general can be defined as any environment that provides at least the minimum physiological and safety needs, and all other activities are directed toward self-realization and God-realization and serving His universe. In a broader sense, it is to create a worldwide system and environment that allows the physiological and safety needs of humanity to be satisfied, while all other aspects of human life are directed toward the true goal of life, divinity. Only in such an environment is peace, tranquility, and prosperity possible for humanity. Otherwise, suffering will continue to be present. Only in such an environment, with a worldwide system, having a universal view, and with understanding God's ways, can men have truth and tranquility on earth. Otherwise, the suffering for humanity will continue. So it is a duty for all to endeavor to understand the truth behind this universe and bring the kingdom of God by accepting Him as the only King and leader, His hierarchy as the only hierarchy, and His laws as the only laws. Mount Zion is given to humanity. Mount Zion is given as the shape of a pyramid with four sides, a square base, square is the most stable base, and an eye at the top. This sign is used on one side of the Great Seal of America. The eye at the top is the eye of God watching and guiding His system, which is the rest of the pyramid as the hierarchy. It has four necessary elements or pillars symbolized by the four sides of the pyramid. These four sides or pillars on which this system is based are the administrative body, the judicial body, the legislative body, and the elders. These four parts will be described at length in the next section, part 2, but in brief, from the functional point of view, the administrative, judicial, and legislative bodies are similar to the present human system. But what this present system lacks is the process of selecting the true leaders and the observer or witness part of the system, the elders. A similar system was given to Moses for administering the children of Israel. But later on, they did not follow it, longed for an earthly king like all the nations, 1 Samuel 8 verse 5, and rejected God as their king. This is the greatest mistake a society can make. Therefore, beside these four necessary pillars, it should not be forgotten for a moment that the leaders should seek the will of the Lord and trust in Him. Only with such a system can His kingdom be realized on earth as it is in heaven. That is why the new order or era will dawn after this system is implemented on earth. Novus Ordo Seclorum means the new order of the ages. And there is a footnote here. Sentences used with this sign on the American seal. and whatever efforts are made to bring about this new order of the ages are favored and blessed by God. Abiut Ciutus means God has favored our undertaking.